The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. For although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Next time when you don't know the pages, just listen. Even you finish, you cannot look where you find the pages. So today it's really confusion because all three books are different choices of reading. So next time when you see you don't know where, just listen, the best way. Life is a mystery, right? Life is a mystery. Either when you come, when you go, and how you live, you cannot control. You say you might. But if you say this, Jesus might tell you, stupid. You cannot control anything. It's not God who is controlling. God is giving us all the best for our soul. Many things we seek the best for our body. That's a problem. Even in words, no, I'm not worse. Death also another mystery. It means life after death is a mystery. Jesus seldom talk about things of the past, neither of the future. He just put the center point is how we live the present moment. You know, once Jesus was invited to see a girl who was very sick, and on the way, and the servants from the house come to tell Jesus the girl died. And what Jesus told the father of that girl, your daughter is not dead, she is asleep. In the eye of the Lord, life is everlasting life. Today, tomorrow, life means life in the love of God. So for Jesus, those who died are sleeping. They, of course, we don't know how they lived the past life, but Jesus gave a simple way. They are not dead. They are sleeping. So just make this simple idea. But what is more important, Jesus teaching us to enjoy your life in peace, with joy. So many times Jesus telling the disciples, be grateful, be joyful, also be helpful to others. Our life is not only for yourself. alive, as we learn, and today, the Ecumenical Council of Vatican II, alive is building up the body of Christ. We are one body. So your pain is helpful for the others. Whatever we suffer is for the body of Christ. Many times we ask that this pain be going away, this suffering be away from me. Sometimes, really true, Jesus listen and take it away. But not all the times. Once Paul was asking Jesus, Lord, can you take away some pain from my body? Because I don't know what kind of pain he was suffering. Maybe persecution from the communities. Maybe his body, something wrong. What Jesus told Paul? Pains I will not take away, but I will give you sufficient grace to live it up. So this is how our life is being one with the Lord. He knows where we are. He knows how we are going. He's give a helping hand. But still we have to walk on this path towards Calvary with Jesus. That's why, come and follow me. But then the second verse is, and carry your cross. But only the way is, don't worry so much about how you carry a cross tomorrow. Tomorrow is too much. Today is sufficient for you. So this is how we live our life. Our friends who died, they are sleeping in the Lord. They are restful. They are peaceful. Important is that we be also peaceful and restful. This peace comes from the heart. Comes the unity with the Lord. Comes from unity with your people surrounding you. If you know peace with people, no peace with the Lord, sorry, it's a purgatory on earth already. Don't expect the last one, ask a priest to give you anointing and then you go to heaven. I don't think this is the way Jesus is teaching us. Of course, the last moment, you have your real contrition with the prayer of the church and anointing. It's a kind of a sign that your church is with you. But at least your life is with the church, with the body of Christ. Otherwise, it's a superstition. Christ is not something you want or not want to do anything. Christ just wants us to live in peace. So let's rest in peace, not only for the dead, but also, oh, each one of us.